In this bulletin, the opposition reacts to the latest inflation figures, calling for the Treasurer to relieve cost of living pressures now. Pressure builds for the government to abandon tax cuts for higher income earners. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios drops out of the singles draw at the Atlanta Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloeconomos. The federal opposition says more needs to be done to bring inflation under control following the release of the latest figures. Data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics Consumer Price Index shows that inflation sits at 6.1% for the June quarter. That rate is higher than the 5.1% identified in the March quarter and is the highest inflation has been overall since 1990. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says inflation is expected to get worse before it gets better, and that he understands lower income households will be hit the hardest.
There are a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck for whom this inflation will be devastating because it's getting harder and harder for them to substitute things out of their household budgets.
The Coalition's Treasury spokesperson, Angus Taylor, says the government is talking about wage increases and its future October budget when it should be focused on the here and now.
We've faced a very tough context over the last 3 years. What matters is getting a plan in place which addresses the issues you face. Australians deserve that plan and they're paying the price for not having one.
Australia's minor parties have renewed their call for the federal government to abandon planned tax cuts for higher income earners. Greens leader Adam Bandt says the government can make people's lives better by reducing the costs they face every day.
The average Australian household spends close to $1,000 every year on dental treatment, and many people can't afford that. After today's inflation figures, there is no excuse for Labor continuing with this tax cut for billionaire package that is now not only unfair, but is unaffordable.
Two bills aimed at improving the crisis-ridden aged care sector have been introduced to Parliament, along with 23 reports the government says show the extent of its problems. The reports, produced over the past 9 years, were tabled in the House of Representatives by Aged Care Minister Arnica Wells, who suggested previous governments had not made the decisions which needed to be made to improve conditions. And she says the Labor government will not shy away from that challenge.
Successive Australian governments have brought a level of ambivalence, timidity and detachment to their approach to aged care. This government, myself included, may be many things, but we are not timid, ambivalent or detached. Aged care is in crisis. It has been for decades. A poor system was weak before a pandemic made it weaker. Mr. Speaker, over the last decade, we have all been warned.
One of the bills introduced would mandate a legal requirement for qualified and registered nurses to be in every aged care home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The other places responsibility on providers to be more transparent about what they are spending their money on. The Queensland government has confirmed the state's taxpayers have paid more than $200 million for a quarantine facility that is about to close because it is no longer needed. The Wellcamp facility near Toowoomba will stop accepting guests from next Monday, but will remain available should the state's pandemic response change. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says there is no longer a public health requirement for dedicated government-built quarantine facilities. He also says while there are thousands of COVID cases in the state, it is up to individuals to play a part in reducing the spread of coronavirus.
The modelling is able to project those figures, but of course, as the Acting Chief Health Officer said at the weekend, the modelling is just a projection based on what we know right now. We can all change the modelling. We can all change that curve by following the health advice, by using masks, by taking care if we're vulnerable.
Australia's National Science Agency says the country needs to embrace solutions to climate change. The Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, known as CSIRO, has released a major report on 7 trends impacting Australia, with climate change among the most important of those trends. Speaking to the National Press Club in Canberra, CSIRO Chief Dr. Larry Marshall says a significant response is warranted.
We're living in a world full of volatility, uncertainty, complexity and ambiguity. And believe it or not, there's much more yet to come. Our future depends on our ability to understand the waves of disruption that are coming at us, to face the uncomfortable truths and respond together at scale.
And in sport, Nick Kyrgios has withdrawn from the singles tournament at the Atlanta Open, but he may still be available to continue in the doubles with Thanasi Kokkinakis. He says he is very disappointed to have withdrawn from singles contention.
I've won this tournament once and, you know, I'm playing probably some of the best tennis of my career, and all I wanted to do was come out here and give you guys a show, obviously just see what I was capable of, but I'm unable to give out my best performance today, and I'm just extremely sorry, but I'm going to, you know, keep my hopes up and maybe be able to continue doubles with Thanasi this week.
Kyrgios is believed to be dealing with a knee injury and also struggled with a shoulder issue through Wimbledon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Miguel-Economos.